This is Bob Brunel with another edition of It's Newsworthy. The old saying is, talk is cheap. And it rang true again this week at the Winnebago County Board meeting. Months and actually years of talk about reducing the size of the county board turned out to be just that, talk. In the end, the county board voted to keep the size of the board exactly where they are right now, proving that no matter how much they talk about giving up power, an elected official will not give up that power. Meanwhile, the county board supervisors had said no, no, no to County Executive John Damel. Well, we found out Damel has found a spot for his controversial chief of staff, Ethan Hollenberger. After months of being turned down by county board supervisors, it turns out that Damel's executive assistant retired after 45 years, opening the door to a chief of staff position / executive assistant. No word on whether Damel still plans to hire a communications specialist. That's something the county board also said no to. Page 2. Don't be surprised if you have to show a vaccination card if you go to the Grand Opera House this fall. Director Joe Furlow sent me a copy of COVID-19 protocols Chicago theaters are using. They include proof of vaccination, being masked up, or having a COVID-19 test that goes negative so you can go to the show. Former superintendent of Oshkosh Schools, Vicki Cartwright, has gone from the frying pan into the fire. Now, she battled with teachers and parents here. She's now the superintendent of schools down in Florida in the Miami area. She and her district are apparently requiring masks for kids to attend classes this fall in direct opposition to the governor's mandate. The Miami Herald reports that Cartwright actually got a call from President Biden the other day supporting her stand against Ron DeSantis. Friday night lights back again. High school football teams here in Oshkosh will start their season this weekend. Games going on Friday night. And I'm happy to report that our feature Newsworthy is going to be available more often, coming up on Tuesday and Thursday starting next week. You can get it via email or simply here at the Chamber of Commerce website. I'll have more next Tuesday on an effort to reduce the marijuana fine here in Oshkosh. The Common Council will consider that on Tuesday night. Now, the Common Council actually will have their meeting not at their City Hall location. They expect so much testimony that they expect to have a big crowd, and they're moving that on to the Convention Center. Our report today, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First. We'll see you back here next week.